In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have yet to have the dubious pleasure of visiting the concentration camp at Auschwitz. It's something, though, that I very much want to do. Not because it's, you know, fills my heart with joy to go to such a place, but because I think we all of us have an obligation to remember what was done there, not just to the Jewish people, though they bore the lion's share of the hatred of Nazism, National Socialism, but also the others who died there. Gypsies, homosexuals, and yes, our brothers and sisters in Christ, both Protestant and Catholic, and many priests. And today we celebrate the feast day of one such priest, St. Maximilian Kolbe. Now we use these days martyr in kind of a loosey-goosey way. You know, it can be used for a great many things. You could say that Dr. King was a martyr to the cause of civil rights, and that would be true. But we'd be stretching things to say that he was a martyr for the faith. You know, people who are religious can be killed for many reasons. You know, it would not make me a martyr if someone said, "Hey, Father, give me your wallet," and I said no, and they shot me. That would just make me a victim of a crime. But if someone came up to me and said, "You're a priest, I hate priests," boom. That would make you a martyr. Or more to the point, if someone came up to you and said, as they did to the little girl who was killed over in Columbine so many years ago, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And she knew that in her heart, that if she said no, they would have spared her. But instead she said yes, and the killers killed her. She died in witness to the faith. And so did St. Maximilian. St. Maximilian was a remarkable fellow, even beyond his death. You know, he started the Militia of the Immaculata, which is a very large Marian prayer group. He was a missionary to Japan. He was a wonderful fellow, and that was why they rounded him up and put him in the camps. You know, he was Polish, but he happened to have a German last name. They wanted to make him a Volksdeutsch, which meant a German living outside of Germany, and give him German citizenship. He said no, and that was the beginning. That ended up with him being sent to the camps. And as badly as the Jewish people were treated in the camps, the priests were treated even worse, because Hitler had a particular contempt for the Catholic faith, and so did Himmler. And I'll tell you the reason why. They were both ex-Catholics. There is no one who hates the Catholic Church more than an ex-Catholic. And the camps were horrible places. It's a miracle, I think, that anyone survived them for any length of time. Cruelty and inhumanity on an industrial scale. Well, if you escaped from the camp, or even tried to escape from the camp, not only would you be killed, but they would kill 10 people along with you. And so a man attempted to escape from the camp. He was unsuccessful. And so they randomly selected 10 men to die. Not a quick death, but being starved to death in the starvation bunker. Now, one of these men was a father, and he was just overcome with grief for his family. Who would take care of his family? St. Maximilian went up to the commandant. You know, prisoners didn't talk to the commandant. Said, "I'd like to take his place." "Who are you?" "I'm a priest." That was enough for him. And the man whose life St. Maximilian saved was present at his canonization. He survived, and he was able to take care of his family. So they stripped them down naked. You didn't want the clothes to go to waste. And threw them in the starvation bunkers. Many people lost their minds. They begged for mercy. St. Maximilian raised his voice in prayer and encouraged his fellow prisoners. Finally, he didn't die quickly enough, so they gave him a lethal injection. And of course, as with all of the bodies there, he was taken to the crematorium. And so you could say that the camp at Auschwitz is a giant relic of St. Maximilian Kolbe, as well as the other innocents who were put to death there in the name of National Socialism. You know, there's so many lessons we can learn from this. The great lesson, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for that of his friends. Also, to be very careful about how much trust and power you put in the government, and how dangerous non-Christian ideologies are. But the best one is that we have a brother in heaven, Saint Maximilian, who prays for us and who intercedes for us. And so, say a prayer to him for all of us, that we may be as faithful to God and to the gospel as he was. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.